Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
So this is something that's incredibly close to my heart. And we were just having a chat before this about how things like this make me so angry, because there shouldn't be a need to do things like this. But thank goodness for people like you doing the things that unfortunately still need to be done. From Ubuntu, which is a beautiful NPO, founding executive director, I'm Kayla Makanya. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Thank you for having me.
I'm so good. I think that this is incredibly cool. It's a very interesting cross section. It's like, think about the ultimate mashup, right? We are going to be trying to solve and alleviate period poverty on a golf course.
Yes.
This is, I mean, these are two things that people, it's like, could Celine Dion and 50 Cent have have a duet? They could do, because this is basically what it feels like. It's these two very different concepts, but you somehow brought them together. So before we get into anything beyond this, I would like for you to speak to what period poverty is, because I do believe that there are a lot of people who are like, that's not a real thing.
So just to give a bit of context, period poverty is basically when a girl child does not have access to any type of menstrual product, whether it is your disposable sanitary pad, whether it's your menstruational cup, whether it is your reusable sanitary pad. They do not have access to it, or they can't afford it. So it's when a girl child will use what they have within their environment, whether it's a dirty rag, whether it's leaves, whether it's tissue, to kind of support their journey through their menstrual cycle.
Yeah, and I know that there's someone listening going, I had no idea that was happening. Do you have stats on how many girls are affected by period poverty?
7 million girls in South Africa.
Let that sink in, everybody in the car. 7 million girls. Now, let's talk about how that directly impacts her future, her education, and ultimately her dignity.
I always say that it's a ripple effect, because if a girl child does not have a menstrual product, then she's not part of the curriculum that is being done at the school between 5 to 7 days, depending on their cycle, which then causes a backlog, because now she needs to catch up on their schoolwork. So here we are saying that we want female leaders, that women empowerment, mm-hmm. but we're not necessarily tackling the grassroots level of the barriers that we face. So I say that it's important for us to donate, it's important for us to have these conversations and to try and keep a girl child in school and basically end period poverty, because if they do have that menstrual product, then they can attend school, then they can also be advanced in their education on the same level as a boy child.
Oh, it's so good. You know, stuff like this actually makes me want to cry, because it's so obvious. The solve is so obvious, and the impact is so permanent and so everlasting. And it feels like, what if we just had a couple of people speaking to it the way that you're speaking to it? Would people listen? Would people get involved? Would they rock up to that event? Would they donate? Would that girl child have had a completely different life outcome if she hadn't missed a week of school a month? And this isn't, we're not obviously just appealing to women here. Obviously, there's more empathy coming from other women, but just humanity requires of us that our children are given free and equal opportunity to be whatever they want to be. And the idea that a child would have to miss school because they can't afford a pad, something that your body does naturally, something that is good, it's good. Yes, you must have your period when you're in school, because if you don't, we might have other problems to deal with later. Like, the idea that that is not just afforded to every girl child is shocking. You said 7 million girls.
Yeah.
So now how do we change this up? So here comes the Celine Dion 50 Cent remix that no one knew that they needed. Let's talk about this golf day. What is it? Where is it? How is it?
So it's on the 22nd of May at Mhlali Country Club. The golf day is called Qhawegazi Golf Day. Qhawegazi is a Zulu word that means heroine. So we're trying to restore the dignity of a girl child. And yeah, it's pretty exciting. We have a golf day coordinator. Her name is Upinki Mguni. And so far the preps are going, and we're excited to host this golf day. We basically want to say to KZN, South Africa, the world at large, that we do care about the girl child. We're advocating for the girl child, and it's not a female only issue. Mm-hmm. It is a social issue.
Yes.
So hence why we're not just saying it's only a women golf day. We want all genders there. We want to say that everybody must be involved to try and break this barrier and to try and understand also the concept of ending period poverty, because you would think that people know, it is a global issue. We have sister organizations in Nigeria that are also doing the same thing. And it's kind of scary how many women or girls that go through this. So you would think that it's known, but people don't actually understand the concept and also how to advocate for the concept and contribute towards it. So as much as we are raising funds, but we also want to use it as an educational platform.
And I think also too, I mean, I think something that you said that that's so true is we almost want to like, we got to shake that branch out. We need the fruit to be falling because...
We need to be aggressive in our approach.
Yes, because also if you are the father of a girl child, chances are at some point you're going to have to pop into a shop and get that baby girl a pack of pads or a tampon, whatever menstrual product she would prefer. If you are in a relationship with a woman who menstruates, at some point you're going to find yourself in a shop. This idea that we need to kind of be quite clandestine about it, that we're not a lot of talk about it, that it's something that's gross, that it's something that's othered, you know, is completely preposterous. It's a very normal thing. And the idea that girls are being ostracized and literally from their education in this particular instance, because we just aren't comfortable having a conversation about a tampon is, I mean, it's shocking. So yes, everybody is welcome. We all want to see all of you there doing everything that you can possibly do to educate yourself, to also have that conversation, have it at the braai, have it at the office, have it at the water cooler. Have it at your little like pre-drinks before you go out, because it's very easy for people to get involved. So how can we do that? And how can businesses specifically get involved in supporting your cause?
So they can definitely reach out to us on our social media platforms. Our handle is one handle. It's @_UbuntuNPO. And they can send us a DM or they can email us at UbuntuNPO@outlook.com. Or they can give me a call at 069-317-7948. And they can see on our social media platforms we're going to be posting very soon. I'm sharing all the details. So yeah, that's where they can reach out.
Okay, so now it's a golf day, so let's just talk very quickly. Do you like have to have experience? Do you need to be a pro golfer? Do you need to be giving Tiger Woods energy? Do you need to be giving like Rory McIlroy? Or can you just roll in there and hope for the best?
It's twofold. We will have players that are passionate about the sports, so professional golfers, and we will have a golf clinic for those that don't know how to play golf, and then they will just learn on the day.
Very cool. Very cool. So you get to upskill yourself. But the biggest takeaway for me here, Amkela, is that we need to be having these conversations. And bless you for the work that you're doing at Ubuntu NPO, and just also for who you are as a person. I can sense that this is something that actually means, genuinely means something to you. And obviously, this is a social issue on a bigger scale. But to the women and to the girls of KZN in particular, imagine for a moment this was happening to you. And you just couldn't live your life because these products were not readily available to you. We can make a difference. And this is a tangible way to do that. I take my hat off to you. I think it's fantastic. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
You might have to see me in the clinic. And no one's ever hit no ball.
Okay. I also just want to add that also the booking traffic can also go to our golf day coordinator. As I mentioned before, her name is Pinky Mguni. Her number is 078-311-5442. 078-311-5442.
What in the poppy act? There goes all your information, Pinky girl.
Stacey and Chase Boo. Weekdays 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.